3,000 community members from 38 faith organizations came together as one group called Faith and Action for Strength Together, or FAST.
How do we stand?
We stand.
I'm not hearing you. How do we stand?
We stand.
FAST rated public officials on their commitment to affordable housing, education, jobs, and crime prevention.
Commissioner Seal, will you work with FAST to explore how the Penny for Pinellas funds might legally be used to assist families on the verge of foreclosure through the Pinellas County Land Trust Program or a similar program?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
FAST leaders asked Pinellas County Commissioners if they would use the Penny for Pinellas revenue to acquire land for affordable housing. But lawyers from the county and FAST deferred on whether it was legal. Commissioner Norm Roach.
I'm the newest commissioner. I've been there 4 months. I would hope and frankly I would pray that you would not want me to just simply stand up here and say yes or no because it makes you clap. Or it doesn't.
So we'll take that as a no. But actually what we're gonna do is call your office and we're gonna work with you again. So let's move on to the second question. Will you advocate that the county will allocate $5 million a year for the next 3 years of that penny money to buy land for affordable housing?
No.
St. Petersburg City Council members Steve Cornell, Carr Nurse, and Wenga Newton say they would support the creation of a priority hiring ordinance. It would require that a percentage of new hires to be filled by local residents. Newton says he needs more community support.
Since arriving on council in 08, I pushed hard for local preference. We spent a lot of money, but unfortunately, the businesses that we attract to St. Pete failed to get those jobs. And every now and again, the planets align, we can use that opportunity to employ people right here in our city, but I've been going nowhere fast.
Another issue is programs to help people who are incarcerated to reintegrate into society. Marty Briscoe of Holy Family Catholic School supports reinstating programs like Smart Choice that taught life skills and GED studies. It was eliminated because of budget cuts.
The program also had an aftercare component to support the offenders after their release. Of those who successfully completed Smart Choices, only 40% were rearrested, compared to 70% of those who were not in the program. Smart Choices was saving the county almost $1 million a year by preventing rearrests.
Pinellas Sheriff Jim Coates was hesitant to promise to form a task force to find funding to restart the in-jail rehabilitation program.
If that task force already exists, I'll work with that task force. And if necessary, I'll take a leadership role. But according to them, if I get a list of names that you provided there, I'd be more than happy to work with them. You can't lead a task force unless you have some other components in place. And one of the key components is the funding.
Do you need the funding to call a meeting, sir?
No.
Then that's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to call a meeting of the task force.
I'd be more than happy to call a meeting.
Poor reading skills result in low test scores and high dropout rates. But Reverend Robert Ward from the Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church says this threat goes even further.
We're asking our school system to work with us in getting 80% of our third graders at reading level within a 2-year period. That is the state standard for all schools, to get 80% of third graders at reading level, because we know that's where it seems to be this tremendous change from between third grade and 10th grade. They are lost when it comes to their ability to read.
Pinellas County Schools Superintendent Julie Jensen did not attend the public hearing. Deputy Superintendent Jim Madden agreed to develop a plan to improve reading.
Will Dr. Jensen develop a plan for the 20 target elementary schools that will get 80% of its third graders reading at or above grade level in 2 years?
Yes, we will.
You can find links to more information and our previous coverage of FAST on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Largo.